Part 1. Hawaii or Bust. Chapter 1. Invitation to Trouble. It was only third period, but Maeve could tell that her least favorite person in the whole world, Mr. Sherman, was about to ruin a perfectly good day. It all began with his snarky, "Good morning, class. I hope you had a fun weekend, since you will surely want to spend this week studying." Maeve was convinced that the teacher everyone secretly called the Crow was looking directly at her when he made the announcement. "Why would we want to do that?" Dylan Johnson whispered to Maeve. Neither she nor Dylan was the greatest math student in the world. Dylan would totally rather have fun than study, and Maeve had decided a long time ago that math was just about the hardest thing in the world to figure out. Whoever invented the stuff, anyway? She wondered as she twirled a stray red curl that refused to stay behind her ear, no matter how many times she placed it there.
"Mr. S., I can't study this week. It would interfere with my chess playing," Pete Wexler announced, sitting up straight at his desk, something he never did.
Everyone knew he was faking it. Pete Wexler had never even seen a chessboard. He spent all his time on the soccer field or the basketball court. Chess was for nerds, according to Pete.
"Be quiet, Pete. I want..."
Before Lisa Chen, the best math student in Level C, could finish her sentence, the door opened and in skidded Henry Yurt, late pass in hand. The Yurtmeister was sporting an enormous green Dr. Seuss hat. Everyone snickered as Mr. Sherman raced to snatch the hat off the Yurtmeister's head. But Henry, too nimble for the Crow, ducked, slipped, and tumbled down the aisle, arms and legs akimbo. The class erupted in raucous laughter. Mr. Sherman rapped on the desk with his ruler, but no one was listening. The Yurtmeister was the star of the show.
"Maybe," Maeve thought, "I should tell Henry to take acting with me. He's such a scene stealer."
"Yurtster, you are one brave man," Pete Wexler said in admiration as he watched Henry Yurt jump to his feet. "Thank you, thank you."
The Yurtmeister bowed.
"Mr. Yurt, or should I say, Thing One, please take your seat. I have had enough of your antics for today."
Mr. Sherman's reference to Thing One from The Cat in the Hat and Henry's solemn face broke everyone up all over again, even Maeve, who was still waiting anxiously for the rest of Mr. Sherman's announcement, chuckled. Maeve nibbled on her fingernail. A whole week of studying could potentially ruin her plans. Plus, it meant the unthinkable was coming. The thing that made Maeve chew her nails and want to curl up on her bed with her comforter covering everything but the tip of her nose. The nightmare on Beacon Street. Math test! She glanced over at Isabel, who was still smiling at the Yurtmeister's antics, which included twirling his Seuss hat on his arm. Suddenly, true to his name, the Crow swooped in and snatched the ridiculous green monstrosity out of the air before the Yurtmeister could grab it.
"Playtime is over, ladies and gentlemen,"
Mr. Sherman smirked, obviously pleased with his capture.
"Do you think Mr. Sherman is immature or something?"
Maeve whispered to Avery, who was sitting behind her.
"Duh, do you think?"
Avery responded.
"Look at him. He thinks he just won the state b-ball championship."
Maeve turned and gave her friend a quick smile. Everything was sports with Avery.
"Eyes front, Ms. Taylor Kaplan."
Maeve blushed. The Crow loved to embarrass kids, but did he have to get her name wrong? Suddenly, there was a knock on the door. The head of the math department waved at Mr. Sherman to step outside. The Crow warned the class to stay focused. On what, Maeve wasn't quite sure. Two seats away, Jolene Kaminsky, chief whisperer and assistant to the chief queen of mean, Anna McMasters, turned to give Maeve her perfected, "You are so uncool and dweebish," look.